Mapping the Gemara. Most of the questions on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph Chaf Beis and Beis challenge Rish Lakish. To the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis, the Gemara started to explore Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't really any questions on Rabbi Yochanan. It was more of an exploration. So Rava said Rabbi Yochanan is based on the Pasuk and the interpretation of the Mishnah on the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk says Kitetze. The end of the Pasuk is Kitetze Eish, right? Not Kitetze, Parsha Kitetze, Kitetze Lem and Chama, but Kitetze Eish. And the end of the Pasuk says Shali Mishalim Hamavir. By calling him Hamavir, Pasuk HaKasa bin Iskeik. Maman Rav Asayim bin Iskeik Ufa, Lam Lecha, Isham Isham Chizav. Then the Gemara said, wait a second, according to Biyachudan, here's the logical flaw. If Isha is Mishum Chitzav, and it's more or less like Adam Hamazik, then why should you ever be Pater on Taman? Adam Hamazik is in Chayv on Taman. So Gemara says, you're right. Isha has two levels to it. There's grade A Ish, which Rabbi Yochanan defines as Chitzav. And then there's a grade B Ish, which Rabbi Yochanan doesn't define as Chitzav, which the scenario he gives, and we're going to look at the scenario today, is Kalalei Chitzav, where he light the fire, and when the fire is lit, there's no passage for the fire because there's a titanium fence, a fireproof, fire retardant fence around it. Then the fence falls on its own. That wouldn't be Ishrim Ishrim Chitzav. That would be normal Ishrim Ishrim Mimono. Henry, all of Rabbi Yochanan's opposition to calling Eish Mamon from Daf Chav Beis falls away. He's able to wrap his head around the Mamon concept. Whether it's the same Ishrim Ishrim Mimono of Reish Lakish or different Ishrim Ishrim Mimono, different lambdas, but he still holds Mimono. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has a two-tiered system. Grade A Eish is Isim Shem Chitzav, closer to Adam Amazik, you'd be Chayv on Tamud. Grade B Eish is Kalalei Chitzav, which would only be Isim Shem Mimono. And then the Gemara has a flabbergasting statement, which we'll explore tomorrow. So what's the difference between Chitzav and Mamon, where it says Dalad Varm? What do you mean? We've already had differences between them. Where does this non sequitur come in? So Mirat Hashem will study that tomorrow. So that was the first thing we did. We just mapped out Rabbi Yochanan. And we also know, as part of our mapping, that Rabbi Yochanan feels, and again, we're going to question this tomorrow, Jechayev Misa on Ishim Ishim Chitza, whereas according to Shlakish, you came Bechayev Misa, which created complications about the Brisa of Gideon Eved. The Brisa of Gideon Eved seems to be predicated on Kam Lev Drabamine. Kam Lev Drabamine for killing a tied up Eved. According to Biyachon, killing a tied up Eved, okay, you're Chayev Misa, Ishim Ishim Chitza, you're part of the Gidi. Whereas according to Shlakish, how could you generate Kam Lev Drabamine if Ishim 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 Mono? You're not Chayev, Ritzicha. Mamon, it's not Mechayiv Yomisa, there's no Kamlev Drabamine. So Gemara had to establish, you know, Kimta, for Eish Lakish, he's his Begufer Shal Evan. We basically stab the Evan with the fire, so it's not Ish, it's not Eish, it's stabbing, and therefore your Adam HaRotzeach, and Kamlev Drabamine can be generated. So that's another Nafgamina. If we hold Ishim Shem Chitzav, then you're Chayiv if your Eish kills someone. If you hold Ishim Shem Mamon, you're not Chayiv. Can't be Kimlev, we have to make it Kimta, he's his Begufer Shal Evan. Okay, the next thing we tried to do, we teased this out a little bit, even in our minds, is what does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says, I'll put this on the board in a moment, Ishim Mishum Chitzav. Is it Chitzav Mamish? Or as Avi told us, it's Mishum Chitzav. It's not Chitzav Mamish, it's Mishum Chitzav. It's a halacha, it's not really Adam Hamazik and Kocho, it's something which you're chayev more than Mimon Shehizik. Everyone hear what I just said? More than Mimon Shehizik. Chitzav doesn't have to be Chitzav. Chitzav just has to be more than Mamon. By using the word Mamon, Reish Lakish fits Eish squarely into Shein Regel, Karet, and all those halachas. All the word Chitzav has to mean is it's not Mamon. What's the way to say not Mamon? Chitzav. Notice he didn't say Adam. He didn't even use the word Kocho. And even the word Chitzav, he said, Mishum Chitzav. So Chitzav just has to be, I didn't say this clearly enough yesterday, it doesn't have to be taken literally. This is the theory of relativity, the Lamdasha theory of relativity. Positions in Tanaim, Amorayim, don't have to be absolute. All they have to be is relative. When Reish Lakish said Mimono, however we define Mimono, when Reish Lakish said Mimono, he's squarely fitting Eish into the normal categories of Bor and Shein Viregel and Karen. All Rabbi Yochanan could mean by Ishim Ishim Chitzav is no, it's more than. Or it means Mamash Chitzav. That's what we started to research yesterday. We're going to continue to think about that today. And then tomorrow we'll apply it to the applications. Yes, you'll apply it to the applications you spoke about yesterday. Okay, so we already saw the following three issues unfolding before we saw Lashonis and Mishonim, and then we'll pick up Mirat Hashem for today's share. First of all, we saw there's a Pasuk. Kitetze Eish, Shali Mishalim Hamavir. Now, a Pasuk can cut two ways. A Pasuk could either mean, oh, that's what the Pasuk's saying. That's what Reb Chaim understood in the beginning. We'll see the end of Reb Chaim. That's what the Pasuk's telling you. Right, the question is, who needs a pasuk Dovi, who needs a pasuk if Eish is your koach and Eish is at the mamazik, you won't need a pasuk. The answer is, that's what the pasuk's telling you. If you want to have a pasuk, I would have thought, wait a second, the wind's involved, wait a second, I light here, and then it takes hold of a piece of wheat, then it takes hold of a piece of wood, takes hold of a car, takes hold of a house, takes hold of a gas canister. That's not my koach anymore. It's kochel, 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 kochel. So I wouldn't be able to determine that Eish is chaitz if I won't have a pasuk. The pasuk's chiddush, as Reb Chaim says in the beginning, is that that's what Eish is kochel. So the pasuk is telling you. Or do we say, you know what, if Eish were chaitz, we won't need a pasuk. The whole chiddush of the pasuk is to create this, it's called Frankenstein, hybrid case, which is not really Adam Amazik, which is just, I'll call it Mamon Plus. It's not Mamono, it's Mamon Plus, which has added chiyuvim, super Mamon. Okay, hear the language I'm using just to get you out of the chitz of mentality. It's Mamon Plus, it's great A Mamon, it's higher than Mamon, it's not Mamono, it's more than Mamon. And that's what the pasuk's telling you, that there are chidushi halachas that weren't applied to Shein, Mikar, and Regal, like a Chiv Misa, like Dalad Varim, things of that sort. So how do we take the pasuk? Now Tosas addressed this question, but through a different angle. Tosas' question was, why is the Gemara pestering Rabbi Yochanan? What don't you like? When the Gemara still feels that the machlokus is binary, that if you have chitzav, there's no mamun. In the end, it's a step down. You have chitzav and mamun. When davcha veizim and alpha, the Gemara still feels that the machlokus is binary, at least we think, why is the Gemara pestering Rabbi Yochanan? Why don't you like mamun? What do you mean? It's not like I don't like mamun. I feel that Eish is your kocho. Okay, Noam, if you're another mamazik, I don't say, well, why you're not mamon shizik? You're another mamazik. You're in a different world. You're on steroids. You're far beyond mamon shizik. Why is the Gemara pestering Rabbi Yochanan? What didn't you like about Rish Lakish? So the second part of Tosas deflates the issue. The Gemara knows that Ishim Ishim Chitzav, Hilos Chitzav Mamish. You don't have to defend why you're not mamon because you are positively Chitzav. Gemara is just saying, okay, but when there's no Ishim Ishim Chitzav, on Daf Chavez, the Gemara thinks Rabbi Yochanan is out. There's no step down. So why don't you step down to Mamon? What don't you like about Mamon that prevented you from having a step down to Mamon? And then Rabbi Yochanan said, Lash Be'im Mamash. And then on Daf Chavez, Amid Alf, the Gemara, Achab Kimmo says, no, no, there is a step down. It reverses track. But according to the first day in Tulsa, no. The first day in Tulsa says, Rabbi Yochanan has no intuitive svara to say Yishim Yishim Chitzav. All he has is a pasuk. Now your pasuk, you could have said a lot of things with that pasuk, and there's nothing intuitive. Why did you use your pasuk to tell Yishim Mishim Chitzav rather than using your pasuk to Yishim Mishim Mamon? The answer is, I didn't like Mamon. So it sounds like there is no intuitive Yishim Mishim Chitzav. It all comes in the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan has a choice what to use the pasuk for. He doesn't like Mamon, so his only choice is Chitzav. Again, the pasuk could be Yisrael David. That's what the pasuk's telling you. But it's going back and saying, there's nothing intuitive that connects Yisho and Chitzav. There's nothing that, now, what does the pasuk do? Tosas could still say the pasuk is Mechanish, like Reb Chaim. But It sounds like Tosas is already touching this issue, that it's not like it's such a slam dunk that Eish Rav Mishum Chitzav. The next part that we saw in Tosas is that when the Tosas explains what Rabbi Yochanan didn't like about Mamon, oh, Les Be Mamasha, and you never have a Mamon Chiev that doesn't have something tangible, then Tosas turns around on his own and says, and what about you, Rabbi Yochanan? Do you have a Chitzav Chiev that's intangible? And Tosas says, yeah, I do have. Rabbi Yochanan can find a Chitzav that's intangible, air and wind. What do you mean? If Chitzav is Adam Mamazik, then the whole issue of Mamasha and Namamasha is no longer on the table. Mamasha and Namamasha, is there something of tangible that you can watch? So it's Mamasha Hizik, we are chayik because you have to watch it. So if it's not tangible, how can you watch something which is intangible? But once you said that Yishim Yishim Chitzav is Adam Mamazik, I don't know, in theory, let's say, come on, Henry, make really mean eyes at me. Let's say Henry can make really, really, really mean eyes at me. That would laser me to, I don't know. You'd be chayv another mamasik. Is there anything mamash? No, I don't care about mamash rather than mamasik. You did a maisa hezek. Again, we have to define what a maisa hezek is. But a maisa hezek doesn't mean mamash. In theory, if I scream very, very loud and I break your eardrum, the Gemara considers maybe she chayv another mamasik. Is there any mamasha? Who cares? Mamasha is only a mamon conversation. You know, a mamon conversation is something tangible to own. Is it something tangible to watch? Adam Amazik is performing an act of terror, an act of attack. You know, why is Tosas then turning around, oh, Rabbi Yochanan, you're such an Ishmei Mamasha and you can't have nothing intangible. What do you mean? Chitzav doesn't need something tangible. So from that Tosas as well, it sounds like that when Rabbi Yochanan said Ishim Mishim Chitzav according to Tosfos, he didn't really mean Chitzav. He meant Mamon Plus. Oh, Mamon Plus. So regular Mamon needs Mamasha. What about Mamon Plus? Rabbi Yochanan says, well, my Mamon Plus, I have a Les Be Mamasha, something where I set my Chitz. So it sounds from these two Tosfos that it's not so, so simple that intuitively Yishim Mishim Chitzav, you may need a pasuk and you may not even say it. Then we started to look at Lashonis and Rishonim. Okay, without getting into the Tosfos and the Ran and Sanhedrin, because we'll get back to that, we saw two Lashonis. Who remembers Who said it's mamash chitzav? You remember? Yesterday, 24 hours ago? Rabbi Chanan. Kilo asabiyada. Who deflected that? Avi, who was your fan? That would be sure makes it sound like it's not mamash chitzav? Benetan, correct, Benetan. Oh, I forgot my Benetan in the Medrash. Okay, my head's in a different place. I sent you the Benetan on the WhatsApps. Okay. So we saw the Ben Chananel versus the Benetan. What we're going to do today is just going to see a Rashi and a Rush, which are less clear than the Ben Chananel and Benetan. That's why I wanted to say them afterwards. We didn't get a chance yesterday. Again, in the back of our minds, we still saw that Reb Chaim, but that was a very, very preliminary. Reb Chaim is going to make changes to it, who also said it's Mamash Chitzav, but you'll see that in terms of applications, for Shechita, for Ritzicha, we're not yet in application. Just today, just so everyone can keep their mind straight, we're talking about one thing, or two things and two things only, but two things that are homogenous. Is Eish Chayev for Nezikin, and is Eish Chayev for Misa, with the assumption that if you're Chayev for Nezikin, you're still Chayev for Misa. We're not going to split between Misa and Nezikin. We're going to say, the Eish is a Chayev, now we may use Misa to prove what type of Eish it is, because we know that the only Eish that could be B'chayev Misa is the Eish of Chitzav. Right? Eish of Amano can't be Chayev Misa. We know that. Rish Lakish is Eish, can't be Mechayev Misa. That's the whole problem with the Kimla of Yerabimine. But we're not going to say, oh, maybe this Eish could be Mechayev Mama, not Misa. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Okay, you're going to like this Rashi, Avi, because it's right up your alley. He also talks about Ored Mishum. Tell me what you think about Rashi. Then we'll see the Rush. Then we'll start talking about what types of Eish. Okay, so let's start with Rashi. Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph. Rashi, Dibra Masa, of course, Isham Ishum Chitzav. Chiyavo hakasev. Okay, nothing big here. Chiyavo hakasev. De'ihu ka'avid. De'have kizarek chetz. So first, let's parse Rashi. There are three parts to Rashi. Which is the least compelling part in Rashi? Chiyavo hakasev. That's just descriptive. Which is the most compelling part of Rashi? Ihu ka'avid. Which is the part of Rashi that's flexible enough to be interpreted two ways? Great, so now you know how to read Rashi's. Nothing more for me to add. I can't climb to Rashi's head and tell you what he held. Maybe we'll see some other Rashi's. Maybe in a moment we'll see another Rashi. Anyone want to take a vote? Does it sound more like Chitzav Mamish or not Chitzav Mamish? What does it sound like from Rashi? Because of the Kih. What makes it sound like it is? Yukavid. So I would side with Rashi being Isha Mishim Chitzav Mamish, but certainly not as compelling. You want to take a glance at Rabbeinu Chananel, just for comparison's sake. What does Rabbeinu Chananel said? Isha mishum chitzo, ki'ilu biyadav make, vehu hamazik bi'atzmo, v'dino kidin adam hamazik bi'atzmo. So everyone here would agree that if we held up Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, he's not Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay? We know who Rashi is, but he's not Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe he agrees with Rabbeinu Chananel, he just didn't write as many words, but Rabbeinu Chananel serves as one end of the spectrum. Rabbeinu Tam, at least for now, serves as the other end of the spectrum. Rashi, we're not sure. Let's see the Rush. Okay, see where the Rush is going to land on this question before we start getting to this week. The Rush is in Perek Beis, Simen Ches, right in the very beginning. We're going to get back to this Rush. I may put a little piece of paper in this Rush. We'll go back to it in a moment. Ve'itmar, Isho, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Chitzav, Perek Beis, Simen Ches. V'afilu hidlik ha'esh b'toch shelo, even if you light it in your house, upasha b'shmiroso, and you didn't watch it, v'halach v'dalak b'toch shel chashel chabero, chashvin alei ki'ilu yara chetz b'yadayim v'hizik. Okay, so he takes the word chitzav more literally, rather than, as Rabbeinu Tam said yesterday, just a catchphrase from Ramona Plus, it is not Mammon. So again, Rashi and the Rush are both saying the word chitzav is not just a phraseology or a metaphor, but it's real. Ki'ilu zarek ha'chetz. Again, he's less than Rashi. He doesn't say iu kavit. He doesn't have that phraseology, Alex. So I don't know if he's as far to the Rabbeinu Chananel's part of the spectrum as Rashi, but you have Rashi and the Rush somewhere in the middle, Rabbeinu Chananel on one end, Rabbeinu Tam on the other end. Okay? You know what? I gave you the Rabbeinu Tam on your WhatsApp, right? No, okay, so we'll get to it later. Okay, so now we're ready to start today's share. That was just two holdovers from yesterday's share. Let's repeat our table. I'm going to erase Mr. Tron Man. Is Isho Mishum Chitzav according to Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, we have Mimono according to Reish Lakish. There were three ways to understand Mimono. Is it Pshia, as we saw in the Pnei Yoshua? Is it dollars, is it Mimono Mamish? If it's Mimono Mamish, is it Asana Kasav? Or is it Balatakala? But all of these are, we would call Mamar.
when Rav Shlakish says, I'm going to flip around this table. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Isur Mishum Chitzav, is it Mimono plus, it's a word I'm using, it's a super Mamon, a super Chiyav, or it's Mamish Chitzav, Ke'adam Hamazik. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, at least the Shitas Tamid Rabbeinu Tam. We don't really know who it was. There's a lot of different voices in that Sefer. And of course, the Rashi and the Rush are somewhere in the middle. Okay? Today's Shir, as opposed to tomorrow's Shir. Today's Shir is going to be, what type of fires can we call Isha Mishum Chitzav? Scope, essence. Look at my hands. The more fires we're willing to call Isha Mishum Chitzav, the more we can't really say it's like Adam Amazik Mamas. If we say, no, Yishim Mishum Chitzav is only this type of fire, it's because we have very, very high standards to make it Adam Amazik. Tomorrow's Shir is going to be, how far would we take Yishim Mishum Chitzav? We say, oh, not only for Nezikin, but also for Misa, and also for Dal Devarim, and also for Shechita, and also for this, and also for that. Okay, so those are the two areas that we're going to explore. Hakef HaEish, Hakef HaChiyuvin. Right, once you know what you're looking for, pretty simple. Now, for today's thing, we're going to have to dip into this a little. That's why the Makaras, it was hard for me to separate them as I switched them around a little. We're going to talk about the Hakev to prove what type of fire, but we're not going to really be thinking about Hakev of the Chiyuvim. We're really going to hone in on what type of fire qualifies as Yishim Mishum Chitzav. If you say every single fire in the world, that's going to be a problem. If you limit it only to certain very authorial fires, fancy word, authorial, we authored the fire, oh, it's because you have to be out of the Mamazik, and therefore, okay. Again, I apologize. Maybe the Makaros, you didn't get the switch around early enough. Which Rishon breaks open this sugya? Which Rishon starts to say, wait. All of a sudden, we see that Isha Mishum Chitzav is not just this, but that, and not just that, but that. Which Rishon? Anyone see? Okay, I apologize. Let's read Tosis together. Okay? Easy Rishonim today. Not very complicated Rishonim. We just have to follow the trail. Okay, let's open up the Gemara. Chaf Beis and Aleph. This is the fourth Tosfos we're reading on the page. I promise you, every Tosfos on this page is gold-written. This is an interesting Tosfos. Isha Mishum Chitzav. Small little Tosfos. Everyone likes small Tosfos. Isha Mishum Chitzav. Tosfos. Lo sheyavir be'atzmo ha'esh. Elakom makom shepasha. V'lo shamar gachalto. Chitzav. Okay, Tosfos. My vision of Isha Mishum Chitzav is like this. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lehotzi esh. I take a fire and I light it. Now the chiddush is, I lit it, but the wind took it. The chiddush is, I lit it and kept lighting the next piece of fuel. So it's not my koch o mamish. It was started in my rishos, it went to your rishos. Those are all the chidushim. Why I need Isha Mishum Chitzav. But I gotta do something. I gotta light. Hey, I'm not lighting anything. I have a coal and the wind comes and fans it, but just don't watch it. I see the wind fanning into a flame. I don't watch it. And Tosfos says that qualifies as Chitzav. It's not the step down Isha Mishum Mona. Oh, this is like Kol Olei Chitzav where there was a fence and the fence fell. This is Isha Mishum Chitzav. This is a problem. Once you lower your standards for Isha Mishum Chitzav, you may have to change your definition of Isha Mishum Chitzav. It's like taking Frischgeist. Just waking like that. You've got to change your whole yeshiva. Once you take this Asian to the Isha Mishum Chitzav, okay, I'll get back a tape. Once you take Isha Mishum Chitzav into the set, you got to change your definition of Isha Mishum Chitzav. Now the question is, where did Tosfos get this from? So let's turn the page and see where he got it from. There's one word that appears twice in different varieties that may tell us veer in this direction. Let's see the drasha. Amar Rava, the bottom of Chaf Beis and Mebeis. See if you can find the word. I won't give you a hint anymore. I used to give you a hint by shouting it, no hints. Kra umasnisa misayale, Rabbi Yochanan. Kra dechsev ki teitse esh, teitse me'atzma. Yishalim hamavir sebeir hashma mina isha mishum chitzo, pesach hakosev b'niski memano v'sim b'niski gufo, lo melecha isha mishum chitzo. Which word sounds a lot Tosfos-like? Me'atzma.
That's not really, really, I see what the drasha should say. If your standards for Ishim Mishim Chitza is you have to do a lighting, you have to do the kindling. But the Chiddush is the distance, the Chiddush is the wind carried it. So it's considered Adam Amazik, even though, here I have a seat for you here, it's considered Adam Amazik, even though. So the Lashon HaDrasha shouldn't be Ki Teitse Eish, Teitse Me'atma. It should be Ki Teitse Eish, Afo Pish L'Hashel Chavera. Why does it say Ki Teitse Eish, Teitse Me'atma? And I'll just bring it up to snuff. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eish is chitzav. We want to know whether it's mamish adam hamazik, or chitzav is another way of saying it's more than Shane, Regal, and Karen. That's our question. Rabbi Yochanan said on Chaf Beis, maybe help him find a place. Rabbi Yochanan says on Chaf Beis that Ishim Ishim chitzav doesn't mean it's mamish chitzav, or it just means it's a little bit more than mamun shehizik. And what we're doing right now is we're trying to look at how far we can extend Ishim Ishim chitzav. Is every single fire considered chitzav, or only when you do the lighting? That's where we are right now. So the lashon of the pasuk is lashon of the pasuk. Teitze eish the drasha. Teitze me'atzma yishel and amavis of era. Sounds like even if a fire, let's say a fire from your friend's house falls into your house, Alex, and then you don't watch it, or your coal from 5 days ago that was simmering, a wind comes erech mitzuya and blows it, and then you see it and don't watch it. It sounds like teitze me'atzma that if the fire happens on its own, it's considered ishim ishim chitzav. That's where Tosfos got it from. Let's read Tosfos again. Aaron, you can see the Tosfos in Chavbezim and Aleph. Isha Mishrim Chitzav, the top small Tosfos, Lo Sheyavir Ba'atzim Ho'esh, Ela Kol Makum Shepasha, the Lo Shamar Gechalto Chitzav Ninu. Even Pshiasa Gechalas, even without lighting the fire, he didn't light the fire, Tosfos believes it's Isha Mishrim Chitzav. Who argues with Tosfos? Anyone get a chance to see? Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi makes a slight alteration. Dibra maskel teitze me'atzma towards the bottom of chaf beis and beis teitze me'ashma. Ve'leka luk mikra k'shehidlaku atzma k'disha shechavero. The pasuk is not talking about why light your field where there's no distance between my lighting and the damage. Ella, what does the pasuk really mean, Ari? B'toch shelo hidlik. The word me'atzma doesn't define what, it defines what. When the drasha says shahidlek me'atzma, it doesn't mean that it got lit on its own, it meant that it went on its own. You need to light. The chiddush is, even though you lit it, normally we got to not just create a damage, but cover the distance how to get to the damage. So here the distance isn't something. Normally, what bridges the distance? Your animal. So there's really no distance because your animal walks to the makom ha'nezek. Here, the transportation from the moment of creation to the place of nezek is performed by the wind. Ruach alichaso. So you would think you're pater because it's garim becheres, ruach acheres morvo, ruach acheres morvo. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Hillel. Even though it's me'atzma, there's a movement that you're not involved in, it's still considered ishim ishim chitza, you're called the maver. Pasach hakasa b'niske memano v'sim b'niske gufo. You're still called ishim ishim chitza, you're called the maver. Rashi changes the Gemara. The simple read of the Gemara, let's read like Tosfos. Ki teitze eish, teitze me'atzma. A fire that gets lit on its own, yishalim ha'maver sarba'ero, you're called the maver. Namely, we could superimpose the designation of ishim ishim chitzav, even though you didn't do a ma'isa hadlaka. You let your call just be found. Whereas Rashi is insistent, no, that is not here, that is not viable. Ela betoch shelo hidlik v'eish holcha me'atzma v'afilu hachi kari, you're considered Mavir Sabaera Kiilu Hidliko Me'atzmo, as if you lit your friend's field directly, even though the wind carried the fire that you lit to your friend's field. Namely, Rashi consistently, by the way, if you look back at Rashi and Chabezim and Aleph, Rashi is consistently arguing with Tosos. What does Rashi say? Mishum Chitzav, Isho. What does Rashi say? Isho? We don't see this Rashi yet. Isho? Hasholech Sabaera. Not Pasha, Hasholech Sabaera. Tosos says, Pasha, kol makom shepasha. Highlight those four words in Tosfos, right in the middle of Tosfos. 1 second here. Ela kol makom shepasha is ishim ishim chitzo. What does Rashi say? Hasholeach es habeira. Says machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about the scope of ishim ishim chitzo. Rashi has a very narrow scope. Only if you light it and then the wind carries it. Tosfos has a broader scope. If you light it, or if you're poshea in a gachelis, or even someone else's fire, you're poshea when it falls into your rishos, you're chayim ishim chitzav. So you're starting to get the drift, excuse the pun. If you hold it's Adam Mamazik Mamish, you hold like Rashi. Only when you do the lighting, we call it Adam Mamazik Mamish. If you hold it's Mamun Plus, then you'd be more liberal like Telsos and be willing to accept any fire that you are super poshe about. We'll have to define what that means. So if we're not defining Mamun Plus, but you don't need a Maisad Laka because they're not trying to convert you into an Adam Mamazik, we're just trying to convert you into a super poshe. That's more than Mamun Shezik, more than Shane Varegel and Karen. We're going to see this again one more moment in another Machlokas. Henry.
Okay,
I'm willing to accept. Basically, what you're trying to say, if I take your logic, not just the words and tells us, words have to make sense. You're trying to say, since he says chitz of ninu, by the way, not a big chiddush, the Gemara says that, so we have to swallow the word chitz of, even if you hold mamun plus. But you're trying to say, you know what? Tells us, I'll say it a little sharper, Henry. Tells us it's not really talking about you did nothing, because even in this case, you did something. What did you do? No. Sounds like what? You didn't light the fire, but what did you light? The gachelas. So 5 days ago, when you started to make a barbecue for the soldiers down south, you created a fire, which a ruach mitzuya could then take, so you could be called the Adam HaMazik from 5 days ago, taking into account the win. So I tried to fool you. Oh, your coal or someone else's fire. What, Henry, what would you say if Tosfos were to say someone else's fire? Then it'd be hard to really call him Mamash Chitza. It'd be harder. So you're trying to limit Tosfos to Gecheles.
It was also at the end, it says Chitza Ninu, like meaning it doesn't seem to me like okay. He's saying it's Mamona Plus,
I've seen stronger language, right? I've seen Rabbeinu Hanano language, I've seen Rashi language, I've seen Rush language. This is pretty tame language. Okay, so then we're trying to say from this Tosus is not necessarily so clear. Wait till you see the next Tosus, okay? Henry, wait till you see the Tosus in Sanhedrin, and wait till you see the Tosus in Bava Kamma and Vav, okay? But again, every Tosus is an autonomous Tosus. There's no way to know who said what in Tosus. Okay. Yes, Alicia.
Putting this in the context of the first Mishnah and the Masechta, I kind of understand Chitz of Mamish, then you're putting Adam in the Mishnah. If you say Mamono Plus, then it's not really like the other three. So how does it fit in?
We'll have to define what Mamono Plus is. Okay? Again, we've seen that the nomenclature of the first Mishnah can be very loose, can be very tight. It's based on the Chalukah of Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Shara Lecho Mili D'Shar Shmuel says each one has to have his own. So whenever you're creating lists, how specific are lists? That's really the drama when you're trying to learn Lamdas and say for a mitzvah. Right, always the tense point, the point of tension is when you're creating catalogs of mitzvos, how much lumdus do you put into it? How much do you just put classification? What can I learn from the fact that Rambam separated these two mitzvos that seem to be one? So it's just minyan mitzvos, Rambam, or vice versa. If he didn't count the mitzvah, because there's limited tariq mitzvos. So the same thing here. This is a mission that's trying to create a list that will remember. How specific can you learn from that list? Okay, next Gemara about this issue. Autonomous fire that you don't light. One more Gemara. Let's go to Yaf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? The big kasha that Rava asked Abaye within Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which is still going to have to get back to, is that if Isha is Chitzav, then there shouldn't be a Ptur Taman, because if Isha is Chitzav is getting closer to Adam Amazik, and there's no Ptur Taman. Taman means concealed items. Concealed item is Ptur Be'esh, but if Esh is Mamash Adam Amazik, you shouldn't have the Taman exception. Ama Rava Kasha Le Labaye, the Mandiyama Isha Mishum Chitzav, Taman Be'esh, the Ptur Chmanech, and Mishkachesla. And the Gemara's answer is, you're right, not every Esh will be Chitzav. What will be Chitzav? If there's a direct transport, and there's always a line of transport from the time the fire was lit to the time it consumed your friend's field. But if there's a wall at the time that the fire started to spread, and a fire retardant wall that prevented the fire, and then something happened to that wall, that wouldn't be chitzav. For remembers, what do we call that? Kalu le chitzav. Okay, let's see. Nichale kagon shenafla deleka liosa chatzer, v'nafla gader shalom machmas deleka, v'holcha v'dlika v'zika b'chatzer acheres, hasam kalale chitzav, and it's only mammon. So again, just to remind everyone, on daf chav beis and aleph, we thought Rabbi Yochanan was binary. I hold chitzav and not mammon. On daf chav gimel, we update Rabbi Yochanan, he's a step down. Grade A fires is chitzav, grade B fires is mammon. The Petur Taman applies to grade B fires, which is Ishim Mishim mammon, not grade A fires, which is Ishim Mishim chitzav, which veers closer to Adam. Okay? So now, let's hone in and drill down on this case. Alex, what is the language of the Gemara for a case that isn't chitzav? Where the fire happens and there is a... What's the scenario? When the fire starts to spread, there is still a wall. and that wall falls later. Since at the time the fire started to spread out of your control, there wasn't a path of transport, that can't be called chitzah. When I shoot an arrow, there's a path of transport. When I light a fire with a fire retardant wall, there's no path of transport. That's only step down. Now, what language does the Gemara use to describe that? Anyone pick out the word here that's very provocative? Which word do you get? Ah, no, don't say that word. Don't say that word. Which word should the Gemara not have said? Nafla. Excellent. Excellent, Darren. Why does the Gemara say, you know what's a case where there's not chetz? Where fire happens to, I don't know, be created, and there's a wall which happens to fall. Sounds like if there's no wall, then that would be ishim mishim chitzav, even though the fire was, which verb does the Gemara use to describe fire? Nafla. It sounds from this Gemara, follow the logic, that if a fire just falls into my rishos, from Adam's rishos, and I don't watch it properly, that would be chitzav, unless there's a wall during the time the fire falls, in which case, call it a chitzav. Look at the Gemara. You know what's not chitzav? Read together again. We'll read it twice. Line number four. Nafla deleka liosa chatzer. Fire falls from Adam's house into my rishos, and there's a wall, and then the wall falls. Because of the fall of the wall, there's no chitzav from the get-go. But it sounds like, I'm reading a different case, nafla deleka liosa chatzer, without a wall that fell, that would be real chitzav. Wait a second. Nafla deleka would be real chitzav. Who picked up this concern? Okay, I gave it to you 20 minutes before lunch. I don't know if you saw it. Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's see how Rabbeinu Chananel, Yehuda, consistent with the sheep. Remember, Rabbeinu Chananel is on this side of the table. So he's got to have a very, very, very narrow definition of Ishim Ishim Chitzav. Not where fires just happen, or coals get inflamed, or fire falls from Adam's Rishus into my Rishus and I don't watch it. I have to be the lighter. I have to be... So look at Rabbeinu Chananel together. Line number 7, Rabbeinu Chananel. Hechi mishkachas la. Line number 8 or 10, whatever. Ubanu lomar. You know what's a case where there's no chitzav because of the wall, but had there not been a wall, it would be chitzav. Kigon, Oren. Shehitzis eish b'chatzer. V'nafla gader. So Rabbeinu Chananel changes the word nafla deleka to hitzis gad, hitzis eish. For me to even start talking about chitzav, I need you to do the lighting. After you do the lighting, we can start talking about chitzav. Now let's see if there's a wall or not. If there's a wall, it won't be chitzav. If there's not a wall, it won't be chitzav. The wall that falls, obviously, if there's a wall, it's not going to get out. A wall that falls. But without chitzis, you can't even talk about chitzav. The Gemara said, nafla deleka v'nafla gader. Now it could just be pneumatic. The Gemara wouldn't say nafla twice, gader. So that's why I said nafla. I didn't mean a dafka. But Rabbeinu Chananel says there's no way to even start talking about chitzav. Before we inspect whether there's a line of transport, wall or no wall, you need to be the lighter. If you're not the lighter, Henry. And this is even more than Gachelis, which Tos has talked about in Chaf Beis. This is where Nafla Deleka, where fire falls. I don't know if fire falls. Lightning strikes. Adam's fire comes. I don't know. A Big Bang. Something happens, there's a fire. In the case of Gachelis, Henry, I lit a barbecue 5 days ago. Maybe I could be the Adam Amazik that took 5 days to unfold with the wind. But now it sounds like Nafla Deleka. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, you can't say Yishim Yishim Chitza by Nafla Deleka. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Kegon, right in the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel, Hitzis, Eish Bechatzer V'Nafla Gader. So Rabbeinu Chananel is Lashitasa. Because Yishav is Chitza Mamish. It's Adam Amazik Mamish. You have to do a Maisa Nezik, no? Do a Maisa Nezik, you have to be the igniter of the fire, not just let the Deleka fall. Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Tam that I gave you yesterday. Again, I forgot mine in the base matters, but look at the WhatsApp just to see the Rabbeinu Tam's language, because he picked up on this and then he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, that little piece I gave you. Kigon shenafla deleka, hach lashon megumgam be'enei Rebbe. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam is a separate sefer in Bava Kamma, a separate sefer that I mean to write. Hach lashon megumgam. Okay, everyone take it out for a second. I got mine out quicker. Hach Lashon Megumgam Be'enei Rebbe. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Talmidim saying, my Rebbe did not like this Lashon. Okay, one of Rabbeinu Tam's Talmidim. The Nafla Deleka Mashma Me'atzma. Im Kain, if the fire happened on its own, Lav Hainu Chitzav Klal. There's no way to talk about Chitzav. Elohachi Boilei Lameimar. The Nafla Deleka al yedei shelo shimer ishau karoi. Henry, it's your gachela, says you didn't watch properly. So he's still in the middle. He's still not saying that you have to do the lighting. Rabbeinu Hananel is much more extreme, but it can't be Adam's fire that fell in. It has to be my fire. V'yaz havi chitzav. And then Rabbeinu Tam's Talmud quotes, Rabbeinu Shabbeinu Hananel goes in and goes to chitzis tleka. So Rabbeinu Hananel is machbid dafka that you should be the matzis. You should be the igniter. Otherwise, there's no chitzav. Tosvos, so the simple Gemara, Hillel says, like nafla dleka, anyone's fire. Ben Utam is a middle position, where it has to be my fire that I was poshea. I don't have to be the igniter, but it can't be someone else's fire. So all of a sudden, before we move out of Bava Kama, Chafes, Chaf Kimmel, we have a spectrum, Henry, of three different types of fires that may or may not be Ishim Ishim Chitzav. On one end of the spectrum, sounds like Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi, you have to do the lighting. On the other end of the spectrum is the pashtus of the Gemara, that even Nefla the lake, if you don't change the girsa, anyone's fire that falls into my rishos. In the middle, you have Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, where it's my gachelas that I didn't watch, but it can't be someone else's fire. So in our spectrum of what fires, right now we're talking about fires. We're going to talk about other things now, which are siddur fires. But in our, we'll use red, in our fire spectrum of what is or isn't considered chitzav, Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, you have to be the matzis, or Rashi HaSholeach. On the other hand, the simple Gemara, the simple Girsa, which Rabbeinu Tam didn't like, is Nafla, any fire that there's a Pshia. And then in the middle is Tosfos and Chavbeis, Henry, Gacheles, sounds like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Eish Shelo, Shepasha. So we're going to have to try to explain what's the difference. We know what the difference between Rashi and these two are. Rashi, you need to be Adam Amazik Mamish. What's the difference between Tosfos and Chavbeis and the extreme version of the Gemara on Nafla Dleika? We'll have to think about this, but don't worry. We've got some other surprises in store. Okay, Adir. Okay. I mean, it's a great question, and you can ask the question in more lumnish. What's the difference between, according to Rashi, I'll say the question differently. What's the difference according to, not Rashi, but according to Tosus, let's say, between not washing a gecheles and kalel lechitzav? Why is kalel lechitzav not chitzav, but not washing a gecheles is chitzav? The answer is, before you get to your question, according to Rashi, anything to the left of matzis is not chitzav. Whether there's a wall blocking it, or a gecheles that you didn't light, or that you didn't light immediately that just got fanned by the flames. So everything to the left of this is mimono. It's not chitzav. We have to call it mimono. Including if there was fire in a wall and then the wall fell down. But according to Tosus, let's say, what's the difference between allowing a gecheles, Henry, to become fanned and inflamed, which we do call chitzav, and me lighting a fire surrounded by a wall and the wall falls, which you don't call chitzav? What's the obvious answer? I said it before. When there's a wall, what doesn't exist? Straight line, a straight path of transport. And you can't be chitzav unless there's a straight line between when you do something and the maisa nezek and the chefetz and nezek in the end. Whereas when my gacheles gets fanned and I'm watching, not doing anything, without a wall, there's a straight line. Now, Adir's asking a question in the calculus of the Gemara. If you hold that these are not chitzav, according to Rashi, why did the Gemara say those cases? So we have to see why they're not chitzav. That's why Tosus wants to expand correctly chitzav, because it sounds like the only case that isn't chitzav is the wall that fell. So anything else would be considered chitzav. Not just the language of the Gemara, but the calculus of the Gemara. So you have to see how Tosus would solve that once we start to define these a little better tomorrow. Okay? Yes? Yosef?
You say that chitzav is really other than that. Wouldn't it make more sense that it wouldn't matter who lights the fire, as long as you were poshea and then cause the nezek, then you would be chayav?
Okay, so you're switching onto the mazik, which I told you we may have to switch. Okay, I'm assuming Adam Amazik is a Maisa Nezik. If it's a Maisa Nezik, it can't be called Adam Amazik. You're saying that maybe if Adam Amazik, remember, Tosfos holds that Adam Amazik is a Pshia as opposed to Maisa Nezik. So once we start to define Pshia tomorrow, we're going to have to say, well, how close to that is Adam Amazik?
Wait, you could do a Maisa Nezik with someone else's fire also. It doesn't have to be yours.
I have to do something. If I didn't do anything, I have to do an action. I have to do a physical action. I can't just sit there. You can't say, if the Machayev of Adam Amazik is a Maisa Nezik, I can't be caught doing a Maisa Nezek if I just sit there negligent and watch a fire. That can't happen. I can be called the Sibra Poshea. And you can call the Sibra Poshea Adam Amazik if you call Adam Amazik Poshea. But if you say that Adam Amazik is a Maisa Nezek, you need a Maisa Nezek. Okay. Next step on our discovery of fire. Today's a good fire day. We're talking about fire. Discovery of fire. What would you say about something which isn't a fire? And I don't create, because when I create a fire, I create damage capacity, heat. and also create movement capacity, which is fire moves. So I've created both the damaging component and I've created the portability, because fire moves. So I've created both. Again, Zev, I would think maybe that's not really considered Ishim Mishim Chizav, that's Xeris HaKasav. They're creating it in potential, even though normally what's Mamono Sheizik? My animal goes and walks, it's my animal and it eats. Here, I created a fire here, but all the potential is already inherent. There's heat, there's movement, the fire goes and consumes something. What about a fire which has damaging capacity, but not movement capacity? Hello, that's the whole chiddush of fire. The wind took it, but I don't really need the wind because it's going to spread on its own. Fire spreads on its own. Right? If you have a day in which there's no wind, the fire will spread if it's dry enough. The wind can move the fire. Can anyone think of a case of Aish which has damaging capacity but doesn't have movement? Ishai. Okay. Well, that's still Aish. Adir?
Someone in a room? Or...
Maybe, but that's even more extreme. We'll get to that. You're even more extreme. Go step by step, one step at a time. Adir, you're talking about a case where you don't even create the damaging capacity. I just employ some other hazard out there and I subject the person to the damage, right? No. Azariah?
Move the grain to the fire.
You're still in Adir's extreme world. We'll get to that step by step. Go one step forward, not two steps forward. Who can go one step forward? You're creating an Aish, but it doesn't have movement, it just has damaging capacity. What do we call that Aish?
Sun.
What? Sun? What do we call that Aish, Adir?
Snake, which you fight.
Come on, think hard. What other derivatives of Aish have we seen this year? Not only is Aish, but what's a told of Aish? Avno, Sakino, Umaso, Shenichan, Berosh, Kago, Venafla, Baruch, Mitzuya, Bahad, Tekazik, Amaski, right? If it lands, then it's already bore. But if it damages in flight, then it's Aish, according to everyone. It's on top of the whole machlokus is once it lands, there's a bore ashore. But both Rav and Shmuel agree that Bahad, Dazli, Kamaski, if it damages in flight, you're chayef. That's what an Avno, Sakino, Umaso is. Has the damaging capacity because it's heavy. If I put a feather on my roof, I'm not chayef. If I put a stone or something heavy, there's that movement. Stones don't move. Ticks don't move. Bags don't move. And we call it Aish. Okay, no big deal. Call it Aish. What's the big chiddush? Can I call it? Chisa. I call it Aish. That's fine. I call it Aish. But you don't call it Chisa. Look at my hands, guys. I'm using the red marker. This is Chisa. Hardcore Chisa. I light. I create movement, heat, and it moves. Henry, you want to be even more liberal? I lit my barbecue 5 days ago, and the gachela started going out, but the wind, that's all one long ma'isad laka. You want to be even more liberal? I see Adam's fire coming into my rishus. I see something that has movement and nezik capacity. Let's assume right now, Adir, that I'm willing to consider naflad leka me'atzma to be chizav. Let's just assume. I know it's Eishari. The Gemara says it on Davav. We saw the Gemara. But can it be Ishim Ishim Chitzav? Yeah. It's going to be Chitzav. See, I'm moving the cursor a little bit, moving the needle. Until now, we're talking about different types of fire. And we have all these little arguments, Henry, teasing you, right? Whether it is or isn't. That's why. But what if I move totally out of fire? Can I call Avna Zekinim Masel Chitzav? There's no Gemara that says it. In fact, there's a Gemara that says it's not. But Tosfos is unwilling to accept that Gemara. And let's see this drama unfolding in Sanhedrin. Okay, everyone, please take out your Sanhedrin. I ask you to bring your Sanhedrin. Thank you. Let's review the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's a lot of Gemara to see. There's Sanhedrin there. Anyone not near a Sanhedrin? Any, like, team up with Sanhedrin? I don't mean near a Sanhedrin, actually. I mean, like, Mizrach Sanhedrin. There's like, I shouldn't record this, but just to give you a little bit of a cute story that happened. Evidently, I wasn't there in Shir that day, but evidently, I got to, it's very rare that I turn off the record. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, now we're back to the PG version. Okay, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Vav Amad Beis. Let's start we'll get to Ayin Vav Amad Beis later, we're going to keep our Sanhedrin open. For the purpose of this stage of Shiur, we only need to see Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Again, there's a lot of Gemara Yisuris today. Let's just focus on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis is throwing the rock. You throw a rock and it kills someone upward trajectory, you're chayiv. Throw a rock and it kills someone on the downward trajectory, that's called the tzadin. You're also chayiv because your force created the downward spiral. But if you throw it straight up and then it comes straight down, that's called lamata, then you're pater. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Papa. Okay, four lines to the bottom, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Zarak tsrar lemala v'holcho litzdadin. Obviously, on the way up, you're chayiv. That's your force. But even litzdadin means where it goes through a spiral, any direction. V'harga chayiv. Mashma that if it goes straight down, you'd be pater. Okay, it doesn't say the Mishnah. It's just a pater. Okay, amole mar beravashi l'rapapa. My taima. Why when you throw it, you're chayiv? Mikochohu. Ikocho, if downward spirals were your koach, teza le'el. It doesn't look like your koach when it's on the way down. V'lav kocho teza le'tachas, ela koach kochoshu. Right? When I throw it straight up, it's all my energy, right? When I throw, let's say I throw a stone straight up or straight at you, it's not going up, that's full force. But when I throw like a long touchdown rainbow pass to Yishai, so I'm still being careful about where it's going to land, but it's not as much of my precision and not as much as my force as if I throw it at you. I throw it to the sides. Okay? So the Gemara's implication is, I think Zev, you need a chair. Let's go, quick. The Gemara's implication is that if I throw it up, then I'm chayiv. If I throw it to the tzadim, guys, this way, tenacity, mental tenacity, this way, if I throw it to the sides, then I'm chayiv. But if I throw a stone straight up in the air and it comes straight down, then I'm pater. Watching, throw a stone straight up in the air, it comes down and kills someone, then I'm pater. That would make me pater. If I throw it like this, or I throw it straight at you, or I throw it up, let's say you're up there, and I hit you that way, then I'm chayiv. But if a stone falls straight down, then I'm pater. Tosfos asks, what's the difference between putting a stone here by throwing it up here, letting it come down, which I'm pater, for ritzicha? Keep in mind, this is ritzicha, guys. If this is ritzicha, what type of esh do you need in order to be chayiv for ritzicha?
Chitza.
So this is a chitza of Gemara. You can't, oh, it's only mammon. Well, we'll see what Tosfos says. What's the difference between that and Abdasakina Masal, Shinicha Barosh Gago, Vanafla Baruch Mitzuyah, which is Ash? In both cases, the wind and gravity is taking something and killing me. Here it's hitting my head like that. Here, someone's throwing it up and it's hitting my head like that. What's the difference between the two cases? That's Tosa's question. What's your answer? Why can't I be chayev ritzicha for this, just like I'm chayev ritzicha for this type of esh? The answer should be, this avna segina masal was esh, but what is it not? It's not chitza. When the Gemara and Davav said that Isho is avna segina masal was esh, it didn't mean chitza, it meant mammon, and you'd be chayev on nezik, but not for ritzicha. So you're not chayev avna segina masal for ritzicha, because it's not chitza, it's mammon. You're not chayev for throwing, that's like avna segina masal. Let's see what Tosfos says. I'll remind you what Rabbeinu David said, and then we'll see the real answer, which is what I would like to see. Or the Ra'ah, and Shidim Korbetsis, and then we'll talk about why Tosfos didn't give that answer. Okay? And then Adir and Azaria will move one step forward. We didn't even touch the thing that created the Hesek. You follow how you do it methodologically? Move in inches. Don't move in yards. Always move the needle 1 inch. Don't move it 2 inches, because you're going to miss logic. It's just like we started now, we're moving the needle from Rashi to fire that happened on its own. Now we're moving from this scenario to the next scenario, and then we're going to move to an even bigger scenario where you're kofa v'kamasa shechadera. Okay, so let's see Tosfos Kasha, when daf ayin zayin amad aleph. It's a beautiful Tosfos. It's a long Tosfos. We'll read different parts at different times. Tosfos says, okay, ayin zayin amad aleph, diba masal self. Okay. Where can we start? Omiyukasha. We'll start from Omiyukasha. Middle of Tosfos. 6, 8, 9 lines down. Middle of the line. Omiyukasha. Ahi dezarek tzror lamala debesamoch. The Gemara about throwing stones. Sanhedrin, look in Tosfos. I really look in Tosfos, everyone. Okay. Zarek tzror lamala debesamoch. Demashma dilo azal etzdadim adal etachas. If it doesn't fall down in a spiral, it just falls straight down. Pater. Amai. Why are you pater for putting a stone up in the air by throwing it up and it falls down? Whoa, it's It's a pretty good question, right? See how well Tosfos Nishas? He got to a Gemara Sanhedrin about throwing a stone up in the air. Gemara says, you're Pater and Sicha. Why is that not Avakir Masa? I put an Avakir Masa on a roof, put a stone up in the air by throwing it up. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, his first answer is, Meshema eno matzei kan shetipo l'tachas mamish v'lo tezo klal l'tzadim. Avakir Masa is only Eish where it's a Ruach Mitzuyah. When I throw a stone up in the air, and I'm trying to make it land straight down on Zev, that's really hard to do. It's easier for me to throw a spiral, right? What's easy? If I want to kill Zev, what's easy for me to throw a spiral, a rainbow, to hit your head? From a quarterback, it's pretty easy. It's really hard to throw a stone that's going to stop in midair and fall straight down. I basically have to be right near you, which means it's also that I can't exert energy, right? Part of the spiral is I create energy into which it falls on you. If I want a stone to kill you, I basically have to stand on top of you, right? I can't stop it in midair. If I stand on top of you, then I'm not creating any force, so it's going to be less likely to kill you. So Tosfos says, you're right. When I put it on the roof, so I'm counting on the wind that's going to come in 10 minutes to blow it off the roof and then to create a spiral and trajectory to kill you. So that's Ruach Mitzuyah with this Eish. But the scenario where I'm going to throw a stone, it's going to land straight down rather than opposed to a rainbow, Tosfos says, it's not matzer enough, and therefore you won't be considered Eish. The Shema, which is a technical difference. Eino matzui kan shatipo letachas mamish velotezo klal letzadim. Umihu, but Tosfos says, zev hadekash, it still sounds difficult. The mashma, as we saw in the Gemara, dil letzadim nami lo mechayev el mishum kocho. The whole reason that letzadim is chayev is we call it kocho and kocho. Kochosh, why just call it Eish? Okay, now that's a very pregnant line. Maybe that's what Eish means. But Tosfos believes that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is trying to justify Litzadim being Chayiv, and Litachas is Pater by implication, and there's no mention of Eish. This stone should be a classic out of the Sekinah Maso. Why should Tachas be Pater? Why is it a lesson of Sekinah Maso? And why should Litzadim only be Chayiv? Because in the end it's Kochel Kachosh. Now Kochel Kachosh may be a code word for Eish, but Tosfos feels it's not. It could be code for Fishim Shem Chitzav. Tosfos feels it's not. Where is Eish in our Sugya? Tosfos says, why don't you just say this stone that I threw on top of Yishai is like an Eretz Yisrael Masao stone, which is Eish? And you know what Tosfos answers? He capitulates. This Sugya, which says that a stone falling straight down is Pater, and which says that Litzadim is only Chayiv because of a non-Eish consideration of Kochel Kachosh, holds like Reish Lakish, that we don't have Eish Mishum Chitzav in Eish Mishum Amono. And you can't be Mechayev on Ritzicha for Eish, and the only way to be Mechayev for Ritzicha is based on Kocho Kachosh, and by Litachas there's no Kocho Kachosh. Let's read Tosfos. This is amazing Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'tzarech Lomar. It's an amazing because he shades the whole Gemara. He sheds Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Henry, which means the whole Gemara is Sholib the Hilchasa. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. He says, V'shemba Tzarech Lomar, Dehainu Lemandiyama, Yishem Hashem Amano. This whole Gemara is just a hypothetical. If you don't hold Chitzav, stones, which are normally Eish, can't be Chayiv for Ritzicha. They can only be Chayiv Mishum Mamono, which wouldn't be Mechayiv for Ritzicha. So if I throw a stone at you, it is the same thing as Avna Sekina Maso. Now listen carefully, I'm going to elaborate Tosfos. If I throw a stone at you, or a stone falls off of a roof, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is Eish Mishum Chitzav, and I'd be Chayiv for Ritzicha, without having to open a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Avna Sekina Maso is Eish. Throwing a stone up in the air is like Avna Sekina Maso. They're both Eish. They're both Isha Mishum Chitzav. Full grade A Eish. You'd be Chayiv for Ritzicha. I don't care if it's a spiral. I don't care if it falls down. I don't need Kochel Kachosh. I don't need the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Avna Sekina Maso. Or putting a stone up in the air by throwing it, which is like putting it on a roof. Avna Sekina Maso is real Isha Mishum Chitzav. And as Isha Mishum Chitzav, you'd be Chayiv for Misa. No questions asked. This whole Gemara is irrelevant. Don't tell me Kochel Kachosh Yehuda, non-Kochel Kachosh. You don't have to tell me Letzadim, Letachas. If I put a stone on a roof and it falls, I'm a Rotzeach, Ishim Mishum Chitzav. If I throw a stone up in the air and it falls down, spiral, who cares? It's like I put it on the roof. Ishim Mishum Chitzav, you're considered a Rotzeach. Namely, are you ready for the big Chiddush? Not even the biggest Chiddush today, but the big Chiddush, the first big Chiddush in Tosfos and Sanhedrin. That's why, honey, I'm not really sweating the small stuff in Baba Kama. I got big guns. Tosfos says that an Avna Sekina Maso is Eish Mishum Chitzav. We know that it's Eish. I would have said, okay, it's Eish Mishum Emona. Because though you create the damager, you don't create the movement. The movement is solely the wind. And I can't be considered Eish Mishum Chitzav Yosef Adam Amazik if I don't at least create movement capacity. Normally, when I'm Adam Amazik, I don't just create movement capacity, I actually move my hand into your nose. So that's a Maisa Nesek. Okay, Bechiras of Eish is that I move the Eish onto your nose, but I created the inherent movement capacity, and there's nothing blocking it, and therefore it's Yishim Shem Chisav Adam Amazik. Here, I don't create any movement capacity. These aren't rolling stones. Wake up, everyone. Right. They're rolling stones. Right? It's not like all of a sudden I got the stones. Yeah, you saw David. Okay, I'm expecting some pretty good AI today. It's not stones that move. These are inanimate stones. They can't move. Stones, knives, heavy weights. And still, Ishim Ishim Chitzav, according to Tosfos, again, follow the logic. This is what makes Sanhedrin so important, because in Sanhedrin, you're talking about Ritzicha. So in Sanhedrin, if you're chayiv in Sanhedrin, Mishum Chitzav. And Tosfos' question is, why does the Gemara pater you? Why does the Gemara just say Ishim Ishim Chitzav? And rocks are considered Ishim Ishim Chitzav, according to Tosfos, you should be chayiv for Ritzicha. And Tosfos has to capitulate. This whole Gemara is just Ishim Ishim Emona. Because if you held Ishim Ishim Chitzav, and you hold, as Tosfos does, that a rock is considered Chitzav, then you'd be chayiv Ritzicha. And this will get no questions asked, up, down, spiral, no conversation. Tosfos believes that a rock is chitzav. Not just any form of fire is chitzav, but even a rock is chitzav. Who argues in Tosfos? Anyone get a chance to see the continuation of Kobetzes? Bavakam, again, there were a lot of Makaras yesterday, and I switched the order. Let's open up our Shita, okay? Show of hands, who has a Shita in Kobetzes? Okay, I'll send up the WhatsApp so you can see, because it's a pretty, pretty nice Shita, and it's our second example of a Rishon, who we wish we had in Bava Kama, but unfortunately we do not have too much in Bava Kama. The Ra'ah. Who was the Ra'ah? Anyone know? Who was the Ra'ah? Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi. Who was he a Talmud of? Ramban. Which Sefer may he have written according to lore, Jewish lore? Sefer Achinach. It was a Turkish rabbi. Sefer Achinach. We don't know who wrote it, but many people feel it was Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi. We have the Ra'ah on Suvos. We have the Ra'ah on Chulin. We have a Ra'ah on Kiddushin. We don't have that many Ra'ahs. But what we do have, as I told you this early in the year, is the Rashba wrote the first Shulchan Aruch. What I mean is he wrote the first collection of halachos in straightforward terms. Not really the first, maybe the Rambam is the first, depending on how you call it. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch of all the halachos that pertain to running a Jewish household. Kashrus, Bishul Akum, of course, Dinei Nidus, not Shabbos, but just basically running a kitchen and a marriage. Not Dine Lulav, not Dine Esther. I mean, wrote of Lulav and Esther, but not in the Sefer. Anyone know what he called the Sefer? Taras Habayis. And his colleague, the Ra'ar, Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi, both the Medim of the Ramban. Okay, this is when? Anyone know which century? Where are they? When? Where? This is the early to mid 14th century. Where? Spain. Where does the Rashba live in Spain? Not in the main city of Spain, which is Barcelona on the port, but in Girona. Okay, Ben Yona lives in Girona, Ben Yona in Girona. So this is in Girona. The Rashba lives. The Ramban probably was there back and forth. Ramban is also in Barcelona for the big disputation. So the Rashba wrote a Taras Habayis, and the Ra'ah wrote Hasagos on his good buddy, the Rashba. He didn't feel the Rashba got all the halachas right. And what did he call his Hasagos? Bedek Habayis. He's got to fix your house. Then the Rashba wrote a defense against the Ra'ah. What did he call his defense against the Bedek Habayis? Mishmeres Habayis, I'm going to protect the house. So I got you last. Okay. The Ra'ah wrote a sefer. Oh, Mishmeres Habayis, I don't know. Churban Habayis, I don't know what you call the next sefer. You know, getting back at the Rashba. Oh, Mishmeres Habayis, Churban Habayis. Okay, Gula. Okay, Mashiach. Can't beat that. You know, who's the last guy and last person to write their name on the sefer is Mashiach. Anyway, there's also nice, very famous letters back and forth between the Ra'ah and the Ritva about Dinei Shchivmira. So anyone that ever learns the 8th parak and the 9th parak of Bava Basra, what is the halach of a shchimera? Anyone know? Devrei shchimera? Kichsuv mechim surim dami. If someone's on his deathbed, then they can create kinyanim even without maisa kinyanim. Normally, in order to transfer something, in Yimashich, Masir, Agba, whatever, here, because Shaloti Tarif Naito, so a person on his deathbed can just say, I want this guy to get that, I want that guy to get this. And Devrei shchimera, kichsuv mechim surim dami. So the kinyan happens without a maisa kinyan. And the big question between the Ra'ah and the Ritva is, when the Chachamim, it's the Takanas Chachamim, Chachamim was sakin, Devei Shchimera, did they use Matana as a model? So it's like I'm giving out Matanos without a Maisa Kinyan. Or would it be another model? Or would it be a model that typically doesn't need Maisa Kinyanim? Yerusha. So is divrei shchiv mira a pseudo matana without a ma'aseh kinyan, or is it a rabbinic yerusha, which of course wouldn't be a ma'aseh kinyan? That's really the heart and soul of divrei shchiv mira. Is it an application of yerusha or a derivative of matana? So they're on the Rifa, a lot of letters back and forth. Anyway, sadly, we don't have that many ra'as on Bava Kama, but here we have the Shita Mekubetzes quoting the ra'ah on Daf Nun Vav. So let's all turn to Daf Nun Vav, and I'll give you the piece, because it's a long piece. We're going to see some of the piece in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, but let's just see the question and the answer. Okay, I'll give you both pieces so you can have it ready for tomorrow. Okay, wait, here we go. Okay, it's the first piece. Here's the second piece. We're going to read the part that's underlined primarily today. Let's see if I can just pull out a line for you. I don't want to talk about cuffs yet. Okay, you know, the question is a different question, so we'll get to the question tomorrow. Let's just read one line. You'll see how we get to this. It's on the second piece I gave you. See my part that's underlined, Omistavra, the big underline part. It's like four lines into the underline. The line begins with Mamish Kochel Gamor. Omistavra Nami, De'avno V'sakino Omaso, Shenichan Berosh Gago, V'naflu Beruach Mitzuya, V'Hiziko, Dechashvinale told it to Eish. Okay, so far that's all the introduction. Getting a running start. We call him Zekino Maso Eish. Here's the famous five words, anti-tosfos, leka lemechshevinu chitzav, ela b'mano. Don't you dare, Henry, call avno sakino maso chitzav. How dare you? It's eish, but it's great eish, it's mamun. And with this, he solves all the problems you heard of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. You know why the Gemara had to struggle to be Machayev killing people with rocks in this condition, not condition? It didn't say Eish. Why is it less than Avnos Kinyan Maso? The answer is Avnos Kinyan Maso would be Mamon. It also wouldn't be Chayev. If I leave my stone on a roof, I won't be Chayev for Ritzicha. Because it's Isha Mishim Mamon. Or Isha Mishim Mamon, we already know, is not Machayev for Ritzicha, based on the Gemara Chav Beis. So just like if I leave my rock on a roof and it falls, it's Isha Mishim Mamon, not Mishim Chitzav, and not Chayev for Misa. Similarly, if I put a rock up in the air and it falls, it's not, it's Avnos Kinyan Maso. It's the exact same thing as Avnos Kinyan Maso. But Avnos Kinyan Maso is Yishim Mamano. It's subgrade age, which is not Chitzav, and which would be Chayv. That's where the Gemara has to turn somersaults to see whether you're Chayv or Ritzicha by throwing a rock. Namely, there's a Machlokas Tosfos in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Zayin, and the Ra'ah and Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vav. Talk about long distance Machloksin. They're not even on the same page. Whether Avnos Kinyan Maso as Eish is Yishim Yishim Chitzav, Tosfos. And if Avnos Kinyan Maso is Ishim Mishim Chitzav, so would throwing a stone be Ishim Mishim Chitzav? And if Ishim Mishim, if throwing a stone up in the air is setting up an Avnos Kinyan Maso Chitzav-like situation, it should be an automatic slam dunk Chi of Misa. Why does the Gemara have questions? And Tosfos is forced to say that you're right, Yossi. If I hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav, then Sanhedrin would be Avnos Kinyan Maso Ishim Chitzav, and you'd be Chayv Ritzicha, no questions asked. The whole Gemara in Sanhedrin is just the Rish Lakish, Ishim Mishim Mamono, there is no Chitzav as an option. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. If someone throws a stone up in the air, you're chayav misa, just like if you put a stone on a roof. The Ra'ah says, no. Put a stone on a roof, you pater, ishim chitza, v'chayim shim mon, chayav misa, chayav nezikin. If you throw a stone up in the air. Now, I'm not going to repeat this because it's going to be too confusing for you. There's a third sheet of which we said yesterday that tries to be mechalik between throwing a stone up in the air and putting a stone on a roof. That's Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of Rabban, which you saw yesterday. I'm not going to repeat that again today. But just you should see the spectrum. Both Tosfos and the Ra'ah felt there's no difference between throwing a stone up in the air and putting it on the roof. The question was, Tosfos held they're both chitzav. The Ra'ah said neither is chitzav. Ra'ah says Avnos Kinyan Maso Brosh Gag isn't chitzav, neither is throwing a stone up in the air. That's why there's no option of Eish to be mechayev for Ritzicha in the Sugya of Sanhedrin. Tosfos said Avnos Kinyan Maso is Ishim Chitzav as is throwing a stone up in the air, therefore the Sugya has to be according to Rish Lakish, but chitzav isn't an option. There's a third shita, which we saw yesterday, Beinu David, which is a complicated shita, that putting a stone on a roof is more chitzav than throwing a stone up in the air and letting it fall because of the gravity effect that we talked about yesterday. If you got what I just said, fine. If not, it's just to understand the spacing of the sugya. I'd rather you see the machlokas rishon between Tosfos and the Ra'ah can avno segino maso yaseh be considered chitzav lin yiratzicha. Rabbeinu Ra'ah says no. Tosfos says yes. Namely, we now have a chavrusa for the Beinu Chananel. Which other Rishon slammed his fist on the table and said, Isha v'schitzav mamish. And Henry, if it's fire, You have to be the lighter. And don't even talk to me about being chitzav if you're not fire. Who's that? The Ra. The Ra and Bava Kama and Vav holds like the Beinu Chananel and Bava Kama Chav Gimel. Because they're both severely limiting Isha Mishum Chitzav. The Rebbeinu Chananel says, only if you do the lighting, maybe Rashi as well. The Ra says, and don't even talk to me if you don't have a fire. Like, I'm willing to listen to all of Henry's Chidushim if you have a fire. I'm putting a stone on a roof, you're going to call that Chetz? Ra says, no. It's not Chetz. It's Isha Mishum Amona. Whereas Tosfos, similar to the general tendency of Tosfos in a second, they don't like to connect Tosfos, but their tendencies in Tosfos, Tosfos was very, very liberal about Isha Mishum Chetzav. We have Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph saying that being poshenik achelas is Yishum Shem Chitzav. And we have a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Ha'im Zayin, telling us that Avon Zekidim Asau, or for that matter, throwing a stone up in the air, is not just Eish, but it's Yishum Shem Chitzav, which would be Chayvi for Etzicha. And the only reason the Gemara doesn't invoke it is because that whole sugi is Veshlakesh, where Chitzav isn't an option. Wow. So we're really building a sugi here, guys. Yeah, see, tomorrow we'll get to the applications. Misa, Etzicha, Kamalai. But today we just want, this is the first step. First, what type of fires can enter the category of Yishum Shem Chitzav? This is the mapping stage. Questions? Yes, Azaria.
Are we saying that the shift to Havno Sakino is because it's passive, or are we saying it's because it's a rock?
I think the first one, because there's no movement capacity. I don't think rock and fire is fundamentally different.
How do we say at all that throwing is the same as it falling?
No, throwing up, so I'm basically creating height that gravity will then create impact with. So what difference if I create the height by positioning it on a roof, or create the height by putting it up in the air, letting gravity affect it? That's the assumption of Tosfos. Rebbeinu David argues, he really gets into the weeds that they're different. But both Tosfos and there are assuming that placing it on a, we know that placing it on a roof is Eish. And Tosfos is assuming it's real full Eish. Even though you didn't create the movement, you created the Nezek capacity. And Eish, and we're drilling down deep into the core of Eish. Eish, according to Tosfos, is creating Nezek capacity, not necessarily creating movement. So if I create Nezek capacity by putting it on a high, if I put it on the stone, I'm not creating Nezek capacity on Eish because it can't fall. If I put it on a roof or put it up in the air by throwing it up there, I'm creating Nezek capacity because the impact will be affected by gravity, and then I should be chai for Eish. Says Tosfos. He says, you're a chai, but this whole sugi is Rish Lakish. Okay? Now we're ready to make the next jump. What's the next jump? Well, maybe if I find some way, shape, or form, look at the board, to still say, I hold like Tosfos, but I'm going to shoehorn Avno Sakino Maso into Chitza, right? Let's talk about the three nafkaminas we've seen today. Just so you should be able to see this on the board. Okay? Is Isha Mishum Chitzav Mimona plus? He's just rejecting Reish Lakish. You called it regular Mammon. This is an upgraded Mammon. For now, we'll use the word super Pshia. We'll try to define this tomorrow on Monday. Super Pshia, but not Adam Amazek Yosef. Or it's Mamish Chitzav Adam Amazek and Maisa Nesek. Nafkamina number one is Madlik Opasha Begacheles. Okay, now I'm giving you the languages. Madlik, Matzis, or Pasha Begacheles. Tosis, Pasha Begacheles is Chitzav. Rabbeinu Chananel says Dafka Madlik U Matzis. Number two, Avno Sakino Maso, or Zarak Evan Vinafa Lamata, which is the equivalent of Avno Sakino Maso, which is fall straight down. Is that Chitzav? Tosfos, yes. Ra'ah, no. And now we're ready for the big shtuch. We're ready for the big chiddush. Let's say you're really, really creative. And you can tell me, you know what? Even Pasha is Chitzav. And even Avno Sakino Maso is Chitzav. And I can still call them under my mazik, Henry, because I lit the fire 3 days ago. And when I put a stone on a roof, I'm using the wind, and I did something because I climbed up. This chair is going to fall in a second. But make believe I'm climbing up and putting something on a roof and setting up a mousetrap, and I know the winds, and I look at my Google, and there's going to be 32 miles an hour wind, and therefore, oh, but tomorrow, I want to kill Yishai tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be 25 miles per hour wind, so I'm a physics major, and I calculate, and I got to get a bigger stone or a bigger height, and I'm doing something. I'm doing something to the Maisa Nezek. I'm lighting a gacheles. What happens if I find a case, Adir, of Isha Mishum Chitzav, that I'm doing nothing to the Masik? I'm only doing something to the... Come on. What do we call that? The Nisik. The Nisik. If we're going to call that Isha Mishum Chitzav, whoa. Slam dunk. Checkmate. See how I'm checkmating you guys? That's not me. Well, he tells us it's checkmate. Everything I said today has a lumdister solution. You could still say Adama Mazik and it's a Maisa Nezik, because you could reconfigure the Maisa Nezik. But Maisa Nezik means I have to do a Maisa Nezik. I have to light a fire, light a coal, put a stone. Henry, look at me with your laser eyes. I mean, something. What if the Maisa Nezik's there and I just bring the Nezik to the Mazik? Okay, I'm willing to say a Chayiv Yisrael. There's nothing problem. I will even call it H. But one thing I don't want to call it. What's the curse word? What's the kiss of death? If I call that Aish, four-letter word, if I call that Aish, what do I not want to call that Aish? Chitz. Well, then I'm blowing the top off. You're going to call that Chitzav? And I got news for you. You're on this side of the Chitzav map. You're not on this side of the Chitzav map. And all your fancy svaras aren't going to help you. This is Reb Chaim country, where nafgaminos grab you by the throat and say, there's only one way to learn. Everything until now, okay, I could say that. Even though you didn't light it, it's still under my mazik. But I did nothing, Yosef. So what's the case? So let's unfold the case really, really slowly. We need to see two gemaras, and then we'll see tassus. Okay, we'll see an easy tassus in Baba Kama. Then you'll see the harder version of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. It's the same Tosfos, but Tosfos in Sanhedrin is more famous. I want you to see that. Like, I don't want you to say, oh, I learned the Sukkah Yishim Shem Chitzo, and my Rebbe wanted to tell me about Kofev Kamaso. And the guy will ask you, did you see Tosfos in Sanhedrin? You'll say, what? I like the famous Tosfos. It's very discombobulated. There's a lot of ideas going in Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Kama is straightforward, so I'll read it first. But Tosfos in Sanhedrin is really where all the famous action is happening. But to get to that action, we need to first see a Gemara in Bava Kama, and then a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then we're ready to roll. Okay? So let's start. Bava Kama, Nun Vav, Amin Aleph, Nun Hei Amin Beis, nice Chazara. Remember, I told you, anything that's really worth seeing in Bava Kama is in Nun Hei to Nun Ches. You gotta know, those are three blot that you gotta learn in conjunction with the first parak. So here we have Nun Hei Amin Beis, Tanya Amr Bi Yoshua. This is Tosef in Shavuos. Arba Devarim Ha'osim Osam Patra Medina Adam, the Chai Vedine Shemayim. Four types of Nezek. You don't get penalized, there's no payment, but you're chayiv morally in Shemayim. What are they? Parades gadar b'fnei behemes chavero. That's why it's quoted here, because we had it in the Mishnah. Let's say I see your animal's watch and I break down the wall, so I'm not a gazlan, and I'm not a poshe, because I don't own the animal, but I'm basically facilitating the damage, so I don't fall into any of the classic categories of arbavs nezikin, but in Shemayim, I'm not a good guy. Okay. Hakofeif komaso shel chavero b'fnei adleika. Let's say the path of fire is here, and your wheat is on the side of the road, and I bend your wheat into the path of the fire. Again, I'm not an Eish guy, I didn't do anything terrible. Therefore, the Gemara assumes I'd be Pater. Hasachar Edei Sheker, I manipulate Beis Din, Hayodei Desachavei Medlo, I withhold testimony. These are four cases where there's no compensation, but Bidei Shemayim, I'm bad, and maybe there has to be Bidei Shemayim compensation, which is a fascinating sugya on its own. How does Halacha treat Chiyuv Mamon Bidei Shemayim? Namely, Beis Din won't intercede to enforce it, but I have a Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim to pay back. Is that just to be a nice guy, or is that considered a pseudo-monetary chov? So this is a famous sugya, which appears several times in Shas, how we treat Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Nun Vav, Amin Aleph, top of the page, HaKofet Komaso Shechavero, Pnead Leika, Hechidami. I Demati Le Beruch Mitzuya. This is a regular fire, and it's a regular, normal fire. And I bend your wheat into the fire? Bedine Adam Nami Nechayev. If I bend your wheat into the path of fire, it's a normal Ruach Mitzuya. Then I don't put it into the fire. The fire is a minute away, and the Ruach is taking it, and I put it into the path, calculating where the fire will hit in a minute. If I put it into the fire, it's Mamash Adam Mamazik. No one's going to question that. But the fire is, you know, just to create a visual. The fire is spreading. Here is the path of the fire. Here's where the fire is up to. Okay, here's your tfu on the side of the road, and I bend your tfu into the path of the fire. If I put it into the fire, it's mamshah adam mazik. What does it mean? I eat your tfu, I put it into a fire. But if I bend the tfu into the path of a fire that's spreading through Ruach Mitzuya, why are you part of Medina Adam? That should be normal Eish. Okay. Nice big chiddush, Hillel. Eish doesn't just mean lighting a fire or putting a stone. Eish also means, which is fascinating, but you know, it's fine. Eish is also
using expected fire path to create damage by moving the victim into the path of the fire. So now we have defined Aish as not fire, but we'll use an English term, fire-related damages. We thought it was someone doing something to an Aish or doing something to Avna Sakino Maso. We have a third category of Aish, Kofef Komasa. So the category of Aish now has three. Aish, Avaskina Maso, and Kofef Komasa. Again, how does the Gemara get to that? Delvi, the Gemara said Kofef Komasa is part of the Medina Adam. I said, how could that be? You're Chayef. Then I was going to adjust it. It's Rosh Eina Mitzvah. So if all of a sudden, the fire is here, and I put your wheat and I move it a little closer, so I didn't really put it into the path of the fire, and then Rosh Eina Mitzvah came, so I'm part of Medina Adam, and I'm Chayef Dina Shemayim because I still was the facilitator, and I assisted it. But if I put your wheat into the path of a fire that would normally reach the Ruach Mitzvah, that's classic Aish. Kofef Komasa with the Ruach Mitzvah. That's what we need to know. We don't need to know how the Gemara is going to solve the Braisa. These are three cases of Aish. Fire, coal-related activity, Avna Sakino Maso-related activity, or Kofef Komasa. Okay, that's great. But would you call that Aish Chitzav? No. Do you have to call that Aish Chitzav? No, because the Gemara is talking about Nezikin. And in the end, Eliyah, for Nezikin, all I need is Yisrim Shemimono. So if I put your wheat into the path of a fire, projecting how it will reach with the Ruach Mitzvah, I'm Chayev because of Yisrim Shemimono. No one in their right mind would ever call Kofev Komaso Yisrim Shemchisa. You have to be out of your mind. Why in the world would you call this Yisrim Shemchisa? Everything until now you could solve. You didn't light the fire, but you lit the fire. You push it, it's like it's your fire. The Avzikin Maso, you put a mazik in a position. Here, you didn't do any Maisa Nezik. You just put the Nizik in path's way. You didn't do a Maisa Nezik. You didn't create damage capacity. You just put... Fine with this. Tosfos starts to make problems. Hold the place on Nunvav. Open up Sanhedrin. We'll see the problems Tosfos creates. Okay. To understand the problems Tosfos creates, let me give you a little introduction and then we'll see the Gemara. There's something called a rotzeach. We all know that has nothing to do with Aish. How can I kill you? Knife, guns, bombs, whatever. Stroking, all rotzeach. I'm chayav misa. The Gemara says that a derivative of rotzeach is called mitzamtzing, where I prevent you from escaping a dangerous situation, thereby causing your death. That's the context of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav. A rotzeach doesn't just include shooting, killing, choking, stabbing. It also includes preventing escape or submitting to some deathly experience. That's what the Gemara says. Elu haneragim, the Mishnah Ayin Vavim and Beis in Sanhedrin. Harotzeach, anshei enegdachas, rotzeach, shehikas rebe evin ubarzel. That's a regular rotzeach. Here's the chiddush. Kavash, alav, letoch hamayim, o letoch haor, ve'eno, Yachol la'alos misham umeis chayiv. If I hold you down, even if I throw you into the water, I prevent you from escaping, you drown, I prevent you from escaping the fire, that's called a rotzeach. If, of course, you can run away, then I'm pater. Okay, this is all an exploration of dine rotzeach. Rotzeach, 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 rotzeach. Classic adam rotzeach. So now let's skip a few lines, six lines from the bottom. Kavash minalan. How do you know that you're a rotzeach? Maybe rotzeach is only as the Torah describes. Vikish is your bevin or begrof. Why kill you? So what's this? Is an extra word. Amar Shmuel de Amar Kra. O be'eva. The extra word O be'eva. L'rabo says ha mitzamtzeim. Mitzamtzeim is another word for kavash. Why prevent you from escaping? Rashi, what is mitzamtzeim? Hainu kovesh she mitzamtzeim osham shelo yikum. I hold you back that you can't get out of the fire of the water. Okay. So far everything's good. Everything makes sense. There's an extension of rotzeach, which makes you chayav misa, called mitzamsein / kovesh. Okay, this is all good. Now the Gemara is going to sharpen its qualifications for kovesh. What if I don't hold you in water where the hezek's already there and has started, or hold you in fire where the potential death process has already started? What if I put you in a place where the death element is yet to come? What if I lock you down in a desert, in the middle of the night, where it's not really hot, but I tie you down. And then 6 hours later, you're still tied down, and oppressive heat comes, and you die of heat stroke. Would that be the same as holding you into water for ritzicha purposes? And the Gemara says, no.
You need to create a kavisha slash mitzvah, I'm saying, limit freedom of movement and limit your capacity to run away from danger, where when I'm limiting you, the danger has already begun and starting to take its impact. So let's see that Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava adjusts the Mishnah. This is now line number 6, Ayin Zayin. Kafsa umeis barav. I'm sorry, let's skip. Next line, line number 7. Vi Amar Rava, kafsa bichama umeis. If I tie you down in a desert during the day and you die, Bitsina umeis, I tie you down in the Arctic Circle in the middle of a night, let's say, chayif. Sof chama lavo, sof tsina lavo, pata. If I tie you down in the desert at night, where it's fine, and then a couple hours later the sun comes, I haven't subjected you to a death process the same way by holding you down in water, holding you in fire. I have to hold you down where the sun's there, where the nezek is there already, where the freezing cold is there already. But it's sof chama lavo, sof tsina. So far, guys, we can end here and go back to the Beis Medrash and continue our learning. We have two sugyas that have nothing to do with one another. One is in Bava Kama Nun Vavin, it's about Eish, and you're chayav on Eish if you bend wheat into the path. That's Eish. One sugya is in Sanhedrin, Davayin Zayin, what is it, Rotzeach? Whoever thought these sugyas have anything in common? One is the expansion of Rotzeach. Two is, what is Eish? Eish, Rotzeach, nothing to do with one another. Tosfos didn't think that way. Tosfos saw Shas as one large system, the way we're trying to teach it is Shas, and everything is everything. Tosfos says, wait a second, I got a problem here. Holding someone down when the sun's not there yet. Okay, it's not Ritzicha, based on the internal qualifications of what is or isn't Ritzicha. But what if I take you and I bring you from a house into the desert at night? I don't hold you down and tie you down in the desert at night. I tie you up in the house, and then I bring you tied up into the desert. I move you. It's not Ritzicha, because the scorching sun isn't there yet. But I should be Chayev Misa, because that is Kofev Komaso. And if it's Kofev Komaso, it's Eish. And if it's Eish, it's Chitzav. And if it's Chitzav, I'm Chayev Misa. That's Tosfos' logic. A to B to C to D. What difference does it make, Tosfos says, if I bend your wheat into the path of a fire that's not there yet, but it's on the way? It's not Ritzicha in Sanhedrin terms, but it's Eish, Vavakamun and Vav. So now I'm bending you. Okay, now the wheat is tied down already. Wheat can't move. So I'm bending a tied you into the path of the sun. Now I'm going to bend you into the sun. I move you from a house to a sun. It stacks up one to one. It correlates. I bend wheat, it can't run away, into the path of fire, it's not yet there. I'm Eish, Vav HaKamon and Vav. I bend you, okay, I don't bend you, I move you, tying you up beforehand, because otherwise you can run away. Wheat can't run away, but now I have to make you tied. So even if I fail to be Chayav Misa because of Sanhedrin Ritzicha derivatives, because the halacha of Kovesh that we learned from Obe Eva doesn't apply if the danger isn't there yet, so you're not chayiv in Sanhedrin. Everyone look at me. I'm giving my Sanhedrin to Elisha. Elisha, take Sanhedrin. Give it back to me in a minute. Sanhedrin's out of the picture. You're not chayiv for Sanhedrin. What about Bava Kama Nun Vav? Bava Kama Nun Vav extends Eish to Kofiv Komaso. Kofiv Komaso is bending something into a place that one day will be dangerous. A couple minutes will be dangerous. That's called Eish. And if it's Eish, then it's also, here's the Bechidish, then it's also Chitzav. And if it's Chitzav, you should be chayiv for Ritzicha. We all know the answer to that. But let's see Tosfos. Okay, Tosfos in Bava Kama, Nun Vav Amar Aleph, this is Tosfos Kasha. Ilema, Tosfos. Nun Vav, we'll end with this Tosfos, and I'll just read a couple lines in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. This is the most extreme Tosfos. That's why it's the same Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Ilema demachi le beruach mitzuya. V'im tomar. Let's read this beautiful Tosfos. We can read through most of the Tosfos together, because I just explained it outside. V'im tomar. Kivan she'ein chilek bein mekarev davar eitzel eish v'im mekarev eitz eishel davar. Eish, top of Tosfos, Nun Vav Amar Aleph, top of the page. When it comes to eish, it doesn't make a difference whether I move the eish to the object, namely I light the fire. I move the object to the eish, kofev komaso. Again, kivan she'ein chilek, top Tosfos, bein mekarev davar eitzel eish v'im mekarev eitz eishel davar. Amayim, read in Perikol and Nisraftim. Heck, when the Gemara is exploring who is a Ritzach and not. The Gemara says, line number 4 in Tosfos, Kafso b'makom shasof cham otzina lava pater. If I move you into a desert, and I tie you down in the desert where the sun's going to come in a couple hours, on pater is a menar Ritzach, l'chayiv l'mandiyama, yishim yishim chitzav, I should be chayiv, forget rotzeach, general rotzeach, and psukim in Sanhedrin. I should be chayiv because of Eish. And Eish is chayitz, and chayitz is ritzicha. And Tosfos capitulates. V'yesh lomar again. You're right. Devada ikafso v'viyu b'makom shesof chamotzina lavo. Chayiv. And the Gemara there is only talking about why I didn't move you. You were in the desert already. I just tied you down. Since I didn't move you, I can't be called an Eish. Tosva says, Kofev Komaso, or Kofev Adam, which is tying you and moving you. Kofev Komaso, I move the wheat. Kofev Adam, I move the person. And I prevent your escape because I tie you down. It's not only Eish, but it's Eish Mishum Chitza, and B'chayev Misa. And the only way the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not Chayev Misa if I tie you down in a desert is where you're in the desert already. I didn't move you. It's not enough of a Misa, B'chayev. Let's see Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and with this we'll end today's share. Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. Beginning of Tosfos. Umihu, second line. Im kafso bifnim. The aviu b'makom shesof chamalava v'sof tzinalava, where it's going to be hot or cold. Nira dechayiv l'man deyamar isho mishum chitza. Because we already know that chitzav is enough to be mechayiv yomisa. Dilin yomisa, na mechayiv in mishum shem chitzav. Chimuchah b'chetz eregel. Ve'in chelik be mekar v'eish eitzel adavah le'mekar v'adav eitzel eish. Chimuchah b'eish akones. So if you take Bava Kama and you combine it, Chav Beis and Nun Vav tells us that Kofev Kamaso is eish. Chav Beis tells us that ishum mishum chitzav is chayiv on ritzicha. I, Tosfos, feel that every eish is chitzav. Because I'm Mr. Chitzav. You want to make a chalas chitzav, Henry? Go ahead. You want to make avos kinyan masal chitzav? Go ahead. You want to make kavod kamasal chitzav? Go ahead. You say eish, I say chitzav. It's the same Tosfos, obviously. The two chiddushim in Tosfos Sanhedrin are A, avos kinyan masal chitzav, and then he has a kasha. Why isn't throwing a stone always chayiv? Misa. Why do we have to go through somersaults? And B, he says, why does the Gemara say that bringing someone into a desert or into his putter, it should be Eish, because we already know from Nunvav that bringing a Nezek to the Hezek is considered Eish. You know, you're right. And the only case where you putter is not when you bring someone into the desert tied up, is when he's already in the desert, you tie him down. You didn't bring anything, because that's not Eish. You just tied him up. That's Grum. Three Tosfos, it's not really three, because it's two different parts of Tosfos Ayin Zayin. That's why I didn't want you to say that before, because this is the extreme version. We saw three different jumps today, three different conversations. In the end, I think Tosfos really does hold it. Ishav is not Adam Amasa, because he's just such an extremist in Hedjin and Baba Kama. It's very suspicious. It's hard for me to say, oh, there are two Tosfos in the Shas that hold one thing, but one Tosfos in the Shas. It sounds like it holds like them, but really, Henry's right. As I'm not so convinced that you're right, but if you just take Tosfos and Chavez, you may be right, because of the language. Okay, so this is a good methodology today. It's our classic methodology. Scope reflects essence. Broader scope, narrow scope. Trying to tackle, wrap our heads around Ishim Ishim Chitzav. What does it mean? Is Chitzav literal, Adam Amazik, or is Chitzav just a way of saying super mumlin, super poshea, because it's fire? What types of Eish would you call Chitzav, according to B'yachodah? Any fire, tells us? Or only when you lit the fire, Rashi, definitely not a stone, definitely not moving Kofev Kamaso again. There's no Rishonim that argue in Tosfos. There are. You don't have to. Tosfos is so extreme. Kofev Kamaso, moving a person, moving wheat, is not just Eish, but Chitzav. Ritzicha. How could that be? So we saw three Tosfos and then radicalize Isham, Isham, Chitzav. Tomorrow, Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav, the Bruch Hashmuel, start thinking about, okay, now we're going to try to define a little more what Isha Mishum Chitzo is, especially if it's this, through the lenses of, are you really Chayiv Misa Isha Mishum Chitzo? Is everything we said today correct? Or can we pull the rug out from under and say, no, Isha Mishum Chitzo, you're not Chayiv Misa. Aye, what about the Gedi and the Eved? Can there be a way to apply Kam Lev Drabim Minei to the Gedi and the Eved without saying you're Chayiv Mitzicha? So far, Tosfos assumes that we take the Gemara Brava Kama literally, that you're Chayiv Misa if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzo. Tells us a very, very broad view of Ishim Shem Chitzav. We're going to say maybe it's not true, and Ishim Shem Chitzav is only something that's Mechayiv Yumamun, but not Misa. Yes, Adir.
It seems to be saying that it's not all, there's not Misa, but if you hold Ishim Shem chitza that's really mamon class, and you're still chayav for tzitzit, and you're still chayav for chabala. Like,
well, that's what we're talking about tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about. It may not be true. You'll see someone named the Ra'ah will say you're not chayav for misa. I, the Gemara, we'll have to solve it. We'll have to solve tomorrow, okay? So again, I wanted to make sure things went orderly. We started yesterday by mapping, just seeing the two blot of Gemara and finding all the pieces on the chessboard, like what do we have to take into account. We saw the initial conversation with Rabbi Yochanan, like why would Rabbi Yochanan have to defend his position if it's such a fundamental position? What does it mean, Mamasha? We saw Lashonas and Rishonim. The next step of the sugya is what's the scope? What factors in is Ishim Mishim Chitzav? The next step is the application. When we define something as Ishim Mishim Chitzav, how far does it extend? Can you be chayav like, right? Tosis, if you want, just to have a reference point for today's share, the most extreme version of Ishim Mishim Chitzav is Tosfos in Sanhedrin, who suggests if you hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav, then a knife that falls out of my pocket and does Shechita should be Ishim Mishim Chitzav. That's clearly this position. We'll get to the famous Milgi Yosef also. Anything less than that, well, you really chayav Misa, why you chayav Misa, what's Dalad Devarim, what's Tamun, what everything else can be re-engineered based on the local. But if you feel that Ishim Mishim Chitzav creates Shechita Misa, then it's basically my Misa, because Shechita needs a Misa, right? Shechita is our fixed star, it's the North Pole, the North Star. Shechita needs a Misa. Everything else we can argue. Misa maybe doesn't need a Misa, maybe you're not chayav Misa, everything else is debatable. But Shechita needs a Misa Shechita. And if Ishim Mishim Chitzav can generate a Misa Shechita, just like if the other skin of itself falls at its edges, then you're almost forced into this. Anything else is up for debate. So let's see how they debate. You have Reb Chaim. Did I give you the Brisker Rav? I didn't give you. Start with Reb Chaim. I'll see whether how much the Brisker Rav, how much Baruch Shema. I want to see what's more clear about the sugya. Okay. So we'll continue this mention. Azariah.
Regarding the sugya, can you say things like the Ra'ah would disagree in Al Nusakim and Masal, but he would agree that you don't actually have to light the fire yourself?
I think so. I think so. That's why I created stages. The more extreme you are, the less you can adopt. But you don't have to go all the way to the end of the train. He says, look, I'm not willing to accept the Neskina Masao as Chitzav, but I am willing to accept Gacheles or Nefilat Leika. Correct. Okay? Okay, welcome to Aharon. Welcome from Los Angeles. Okay, you're welcome. Enjoy your visit here. Okay. Guys, you should have an easy day, an easier day today.
Is there something that you do, like when you're going through a sugya, are you looking for the next small shift, or this is an organizational thing?
Yeah, it's an organizational thing, but it's not all or nothing. You don't learn the whole sugya. Like you have the sense, maybe I shouldn't learn this yet until I learn the previous issue.
Okay.
Okay, let me shut the recording.